After World War II, Henry Moore's art became increasingly representational. A contemporary critic observed that this bronze figure of a woman from the late 1950s possesses the idealized grandeur of ancient statuary.
Moore's reclining figures are not supine. They prop themselves up, are potentially active, hence the affinity with river gods. The idea is not simply that of a body subjected to the flow of nature's forces, but of one in which those forces are harnessed.
Moore was now fascinated by the ways drapery could be used to express sculptural volume, and he closely studied figures from Greece and Rome. Delicate folds cling to the woman's body like wet fabric, emphasizing the tensions of the underlying form pressing against them. The reclining female preoccupied Moore throughout his long creative life.
I know that it is a subject for me which is unending, and I think if I had five lifetimes, I wouldn't exhaust the possibilities in this theme.